Now we turn to a trio of characters who played an uplifting role in the original story. They were, once, the voice of encouragement, the chorus of hope, the background harmony guiding the story forwards. Now they perform without direction, without narrative, and increasingly, without an audience. In the years since the marriage of Princess Cinderella and Prince Charming, they have attempted to redefine their role.
All right, you three, this is take 7. Let's just aim for harmonies, yes?
We were in harmony in take 4.
Right, in harmony. You rushed the second verse. What are you squawking about? There is no second verse. That's the problem.
Look, you three, a cappella harmonies are trending again. You could be the next Honey Whiskey Trio. I saw them in California and Oregon earlier this year. They were great.
We were invited to meet the Avian Trio and their manager, Max Tallon, at their recording studio in Freeling as they were trying to finish their debut album. Progress, at the time of recording, was ongoing.
Let's not start that again.
In denial again, I see. Well, stop it, will you two? Can't you see we have a guest? What would you like to know?
Thank you. Can you describe your sound?
Organic.
Huh? Disruptive more like.
I'd call our sound as evolving.
Really? Evolving? And Frank is more like it.
That's your contribution. That's all you bring to this venture.
Thank you, thank you. That will do. Labels do love tensions. Not this kind.
You were once associated with harmony.
You dropped the bird note.
There wasn't a third note.
There should have been.
Okay. Let's just record from the top. Tape rolling in 3, 2, 1, go.
We once sang hope into the air.
Too slow.
Too obvious.
It's just the first line. It's allowed to exist. Look, take a break. Talk to the interviewer. I need a drink and some fresh air.
Thank you. So tell me, why have you all decided to pursue a music career now?
We were always part of the story, and an important part, I thought.
Right. Us. Important. We were just in the background.
We made moments feel important, but no one really remembers the birds.
So you're calling yourself the Birds? Wasn't there a band in the 60s from California called the Birds?
See, I told you it was a stupid name for a bird.
Better than your idea, the Eagles. Look at us. Do we look like eagles?
I still say we should be called the Early Birds.
I hate worms. Squishy, dirty little wrigglers. Give me
Would you stop it? We know. You don't like worms. You never stop.
Before the trio continue with their disagreement, their manager returns.
Right, you three, let's try a little harder to get this track recorded. Now, again, together. Just listen to each other this time. Tape rolling in 3, 2, 1. Go.
We once sang.
Stop, you went solo again.
I'm exploring my identity, my uniqueness. Someone in this group needs to stand out.
This is a trio.
It's a collective.
It's collapsing.
All right. Look, some of the best groups have conflict. McCartney and Lennon didn't always see eye to eye. And the stories I could tell you about Simon and Garfunkel. And then there's Noel and Liam Gallagher. Wow, those two. Conflict sells, definitely. But breakups end contracts. so we just need one more track. One more harmonious track.
The trio get back to recording their track. A little later, during a break, we get the chance to ask them some more questions. Do you feel the story has moved on without you?
We were part of something bigger.
Now we're optional.
We're evolving?
Evolving, evolving. Everything is evolving to you. Evolving into what?
Would you two stop it? Think about how we're going to sound when they broadcast this documentary. Like three little twitnits.
What are you on about? Twitnits? What the flying albatross is a twitnit?
Max Talon arrives again before the trio continue another argument.
Right, you three. Final take. No interruptions. Get in there and blow us away with your harmonies. Tape rolling in 3, 2, 1, go.
When stories need a gentle sound,
I held the line where none were found.
I felt the quiet shape the hair.
You came in wrong again.
There was no cue.
There was. You just didn't listen.
We can't keep doing this.
Maybe we shouldn't.
Maybe we shouldn't be together.
No, no, no. Nobody says that word in a studio. Look, try it one more time. Tape rolling in 3, 2, 1, go.
When stories need a gentle sound,
we held the line where none were found.
We felt the quiet shape the air.
We made the moments feel like care.
We circled close and gathered round.
We built the feeling, not the sound.
We knew exactly when to rise
to live the truth that one once supplied. We weren't the stars, we weren't the flame, but still the story spoke our name. Now every note just falls unchecked, unplaced, unheard, without effect. We were the voices in between, the quiet spaces never seen. Now every note we try to hold falls out of place and sounds too old.
We left the trio to their singing. We heard the session ended shortly after. The track has yet to be completed. Once their voices existed to support something larger than themselves, to guide, to reassure, to give shape to moments that might otherwise have passed unnoticed. Now, without that structure, they search for meaning in isolation. Some months after our initial visit, we were invited back to the royal residence in Lindock. There had been a development. Public attention had not diminished about Princess Cinderella and Prince Charming. Speculation, particularly online, had intensified. The marriage, once described as complicated, was now more frequently described as uncertain. What we encountered, however, was not uncertainty, but something a little different.
Crikey, this sounds serious.
It is. I'm pregnant.
What? You too? Wait, what? Are you sure?
Yes, very sure.
When we later asked about this moment, the princess described herself as happy and content. The prince described the situation as developing.
Hey, it's Olivia. You're listening to Stage Radio and Triple B. Coming up is the new hit single by The Birds.
We won't sing.
Well, there you go. Things will be different now.
You've said that before.
Oh, yeah. I meant it then.
I know. You just didn't know what it meant.
We'll make this work. We just need to create a plan. You know, get everything sorted out.
Not everything needs to be planned. Everything can't be sorted out. Some things just happen.
Oh, they'll turn this into something, you know. Those two flaming step-sheelers of yours.
They always do. Let them. We've nothing to hide.
Nah, yeah, but I think we should control the message. Get our media peeps to post some Insta-happy snaps. You could do some interviews. You know, smiling and sh...
Since when has that worked? People don't listen to what's true. They listen to what they already think. Look at your British cousins. Right bunch of...
Oh, I suppose, but... Oh, I think it'd be worth a try. Do you feel this will make things, you know, better between us?
Maybe. I don't know, but... I know something's happening. Something different.
Yeah. Another bloody magical moment right here.
Maybe, but one they can't file away is paperwork.
Oh, we'll figure it out.
You always say that.
Yeah, she's going to be right this time. Maybe this time. We'll see.
Five years ago, the story ended neatly. A glass slipper found its match. A kingdom celebrated certainty, and we were told it was enough. It was not enough. Since then, the lives behind that moment have continued, not as fairy tale symbols, but as people navigating consequence. A marriage sustained by promise and strained by unease has begun to grow. A royal couple, one old, one new, have begun withdrawing from responsibility while calling it a well-earned break. A narrator searching for meaning beyond rhyme and being told, gently, to remain small. Others have adjusted differently. Two sisters reframe memory into influence, trading truth for attention. Their mother replaces reputation with authority, defining certainty louder than it could be questioned. For the one whose magic once intervened, they now file reports, and where harmonies once supported the story, their voices struggle to be heard as one. What emerges is not a failure of the fairy tale, but a continuation it never accounted for. Happily ever after, it seems, is not an ending. It is a beginning. A beginning of another chapter in life. And finally, while we attempted to speak with each one from the original story, some could not be reached. Multiple requests were made. Messages were sent. Inquiries followed. No response was received. And so, like many things in this story, their part remains untold. I'm just in time, and this has been A Kingdom Revisited, Truth, Power and the Glass Slipper, a special Triple B in-depth investigation of the Cinderella tale. 5 years later.